Friendships can be some of the most important relationships we ever have, beginning when we're young and, if we're lucky, when we grow up. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new novels about the powerful, mysterious bonds we form with others throughout our lives and the way they influence the people we become. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. First up is a book by an author who's a top bestseller in her home country of Japan, Yoko Ogawa. Mina's Matchbox is an elegant, unusual novel full of eccentric personages and elaborate locations, a Wes Anderson movie waiting to happen. Set in 1972 at the estate of a Japanese soft drink baron that once held a private zoo, the last surviving animal is a pygmy hippopotamus, now the beloved pet of Mina, a frail young teen who rides to school on his back. Other members of the household include Mina's parents, though her good-looking father is more often than not mysteriously away, her German grandmother, Rosa, who sings beautiful duets with the cook, Yoneda, and the cook's husband, the groundskeeper, Koibayashi. We see all this through the wide-eyed gaze of 12-year-old cousin Tomoko, sent to live with the family for 1 year. For her, everything is a magical adventure, from a makeover at her grandmother's bedroom vanity to a journey to the local library to check out books for Mina. As they become close, Mina shares with Tomoko the matchbook collection she keeps under the bed. On each one, she has printed a tiny fantastical story. Not everything is perfect. Tomoko doesn't understand why her uncle's away so often or why her aunt is so sad, and real-world events intrude as well. While the family eagerly follows the fortunes of the Japanese national volleyball team, 1972 was the year Israeli athletes were killed at the Olympics in Munich. A famous writer commits suicide. A heralded meteor shower passes unseen. In the New York Times, Megan O'Grady points out the importance of a scene where the girls play a game called Kokuri-san to predict the future. Kokuri-san can answer somewhat indiscriminately for the things we didn't really need to know, like the name of the person we'd marry or how many children we'd have, while at the same time showing us much more important things we needed to remember for the future. These important things become clear only in hindsight, as we can see when the book jumps ahead at the end to show us the girls in their adult life. The friendships at the heart of Tell Me Everything by Elizabeth Strout are those between three of her most famous characters, curmudgeon Olive Kittredge, writer Lucy Barton, and lawyer Bob Burgess. They all live in the same small town in Maine, and now we see how they and a few other familiar faces fit together. Lucy's begun to visit Olive in her retirement home, and though Bob is married and Lucy's still connected to her ex-husband William, these two seem like they could be falling in love. Meanwhile, there's major drama in town. An 86-year-old retired schoolteacher has been found dead in a quarry, and the prime suspect is her middle-aged son, Matthew. Though Bob is semi-retired from his law practice, he agrees to represent Matthew, an introverted and misunderstood man for whom Bob may be the only chance. Like Mina's Matchbox, Tell Me Everything is essentially a book about storytelling. As Lucy and Bob take long walks, as she spends afternoons with Olive, they all share past incidents from their lives they've been mulling for ages. At heart, the stories circle around the meaning of life and love. And as we've come to expect, Strout delivers insights that are as simple as they are resonant.
The books are Mina's Matchbox by Yoko Ogawa and Tell Me Everything by Elizabeth Strout. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.